Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is the podcast where we ask the important questions like, how would you market the mutagen ooze?
Oh my god.
We're back. This episode was actually recorded not as part of the big thing you just heard.
Yes, much to everyone's surprise.
Intro does not belay that, but hey, here we are.
So the mutagen...
Letting everyone know that we're still human.
Even after
close to 500 episodes. Over 500 if you count live shows. Yeah. We're still bad at it.
Human or whatever that saying
just
is.
Something else is divine, I forget what.
Mutagen. I'm going to struggle with this whole episode. Mutagen ooze.
Mutagen ooze. Yeah.
Mutagen ooze.
Let's call this ooze.
I will.
Ooze.
Yeah. Magical ooze. Mystery of the ooze. Secret of the ooze. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Yes. As we know, a van driving barrels of toxic waste.
Great job to get, by the way. That's like top five jobs.
Maybe hits a pothole.
But an anesthesia that puts the dogs down. I'm making up words today.
The anesthesiologist?
Yeah.
Anesthesiologist does not put the dog down.
Puts the dog to sleep. And then the guy that kills the dog's job number two.
You think they have two guys to kill a dog?
I've seen them kill a dog.
It's not the anesthesiologist. It's a vet. He puts the guy to sleep.
Yeah, puts the dog to sleep. And then
that's
the
vet.
No, but
the vet doesn't like, they could put the dog to sleep when the vet comes in with a hammer.
The vet does the injection, though.
Yeah.
So where does the anesthesiologist come in?
Number one, vet. Number two, vet nurse. Uh-huh. Number three, guy that drives toxic ooze around New York City.
Yeah.
Number four, garbage man. Cool job. Underrated. Number five, president. Top five jobs.
No, that is true. I like this job where I just drive ooze around the city.
And then
New York, and then I park it back in my driveway. Oh, another big day.
Some slopped out into a drain.
Can't wait to drive the ooze again tomorrow. I love my job.
So
it's top five.
It's definitely in top three, at least.
Yeah.
So old mate drives a van full of toxic goo around, hits a pothole, I believe. A bit of toxic barrel falls out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Some splashes into some little boy's eyes, makes him blind, but very good other senses.
Okay, so make
that up. Is that a power of ooze? Who knows? And then it falls into the sewers where it makes rat a guy and makes turtles guys.
So it's kind of
like a guy goo.
Yeah, it's a kind of a guy goo.
It's a blinding guy goo.
Yeah. Now, in terms of our marketing, and this is just going to give you guys a little bit of, background on what mutagen is, because this is something that I just found out, which is going to be exciting. So the ooze comes from the glands of something called crathatrogons, and the krang milk them to receive the mutagens. So the
I'm so happy krang's involved.
And milking. This is like you wrote it.
So the crathatrogon look kind of like those the worm from Tremors, or maybe the giant worm from Dune.
Oh.
And then the krang, those little brain guys in a big muscly man's stomach, milk them somehow.
I mean, Krang well, does have little hands.
You say somehow. By their teats.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Where would a worm have teats?
Underneath?
In the
Well, if you look at the thing, it's got little bulbs over its like side.
Yeah, that's probably... Maybe then, well, that's bad because they look like those bulbs look pussy. Yeah. So by milk, they probably just pop them.
A Krang pops it and somehow collects it in a bucket.
Like a milk patch?
Yeah, maybe they suck out the ooze and then spit the ooze in their bucket and then they give it to the guy who drives it around New York City.
How did it end up in New York City?
Yeah, what?
Well, hang on. They are
Hell's Kitchen in particular.
Yeah. Well, they are the worms are huge monsters.
Okay.
That can be milked. I was like, no, they're not.
They can be milked like cows.
Oh,
and they can also be ridden by the Krang.
like
when a human rides an elephant.
How big is Krang?
I imagine he's like as big as a face.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like the guts.
Like an adult face.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like adult face,
well,
but
Krang
in guts.
Is the guts.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, but I wasn't sure if you meant like.
Oh, the whole dude. Yeah. No.
Also, these worm things, when they are in Dimension X, I think they can fly.
Get out of there.
So, although they might look like a worm.
Dimension X, you can do whatever you like.
Yeah. While they look like a worm, they are actually a mammal. This is good. So they got teats we can milk. Excellent.
Well, we keep that a secret from the public.
How did that end up in Hell's Kitchen?
Well, I believe it was during the invasion. The Krang invade with Krang Prime.
Krang Prime.
Who is stomping around New York with a tank full of perfected the mutagen.
Wait, Krang was driving the van?
Apparently.
What?
I believe there's maybe different, like...
Krang driving a van
around. Let's just say yes.
Around New York. I love my job. I'm Krang. Well, slop it out of the driver's
Krang
seat into his
Earth
house.
To perfect it and test it on many humans, since the physical laws of our world are very different from theirs.
What does it do to a human if it makes a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
So this is makes another, a guy blind.
Well, this is another interesting thing that I found out about learning about mutagen.
Okay.
So apparently, if you get touched by mutagen, your DNA mixes with the last living thing or things you have touched, resulting in a mutant hybrid.
Cool.
This can also sometimes not just be living things. It can also be inanimate objects.
Oh. Okay, all right.
Yep.
So had Daredevil touched a bat and had the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles touched a ninja?
Well, they learnt from Splinter, who was a rat who learnt from watching his master.
So I guess somebody...
So Splinter had just touched his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he somebody got mixed with his own dad.
Yeah, maybe somebody had been handling the Ninja Turtles and dropped them in a drain, and that's what were the Ninja Turtles doing in a sewer?
Put turtles in a sewer, right? So I'm assuming they were flushed because people thought they were dead.
You do?
Oh no, I thought this turtle was dead. You know, I don't want to take it to my anesthetist at the vet, and I'm going to just chuck it down the drain.
Yeah.
The vets at work being like, I have the best job in the goddamn world. How many animals am I killing today? Perfect.
So that's what happens when apparently humans touch it. If an animal comes into contact,
they become Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it can apparently fuse together. If an animal comes in contact with machinery, it can fuse together in its mutation.
Is that how like Rocksteady or some shit was made?
Yeah. Well, no, he's like a big rhino guy.
So,
the pig's name?
Oh, there's a
Bebop.
Lot. Bebop.
Bebop.
Bebop and Rocksteady.
They're just guys.
They're just guys. Well, reptiles become humanoid hybrids. Amphibians become humanoid hybrids. Birds become humanoid hybrids. Mammals, the same thing. But insects and bugs just become bigger.
Oh, okay.
And if you're already a mutant, you also become bigger and more unstable. And
Big
if a
vehicle, Wolverine.
If a vehicle touches it, it turns from non-sentient into a sentient being.
Krang was risking it.
Okay. So there's a lot of
suck shit, Daredevil. Like you just got blinded by the ooze when
he could have become like a road man. Like half shirt.
Oh no! I think a cat was maybe touching an ice cream, and then it turned into the ice cream kitty, and it looks like some kind of horrible monster.
That's
thing,
awesome,
which I love and adore.
Okay, so
it looks like the best way to describe it is like imagine if a circumcision went the wrongest it could go.
Yeah. Imagine you're half circumciser. Half sculptor.
And then you're like, you know what?
That
this
job is number six.
You know what? This botched circumcision.
None of us can talk.
None of us can. Botched circumcision needs is little T Rex arms.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And a cat face. Forgot about the cat face. Oh, that's something. So again, there's a lot of benefits you could use. A
lot of stuff about the ooze that I think people would want. I'm first thinking become your wife. You and your wife hug, we pour the ooze on you.
Ah.
You become one being.
Is it painful?
We don't say if it's painful. We say may cause pain.
We don't know if it's painful.
We say that on
Matt Murdock is in pain.
Well, that's
because
he's got
his
eyes.
Yeah.
So you tell him to close their eyes or
put on goggles. Oh, no, you don't morph with your wife. You become goggle guys.
Well, you would morph with your wife. You would just become a goggle couple.
So you'd be like, you have to get nude first. Get in the chamber.
Yeah.
Take off your pants. Okay. Anything you've got on
make sure that the last thing you touch is each other.
Yeah, because if you've touched anything
the
else,
side of the thing.
Do you know the amount of times we've had to cut dudes out of the chamber because people just run their hand along it and they become half a chamber?
Okay. A hollow guy.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's good.
A chamber that's just made out of flesh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Or a guy whose belly is a chamber.
That's maybe how they get the dudes.
Yeah. And then, we just fuse a guy and his wife together. Yeah. $50 a pop. And then
we're charging $50 a pop.
Yeah.
Good start.
And then they just go off and live
what
their lives.
What are the benefits of fusing with your wife?
Yeah, tell it to me.
Okay.
Hi, we're a married couple.
Yeah. Hi.
And we've seen that you want to fuse us together. Wife, Joel Zammit. That is... Hey, we've come here just for a consultation. What are the benefits? Well, I'm just offering. Get off my case. I don't know. Why do you want it?
Leave me alone. It's good.
Provide the... Tell me what we're lacking in our relationship and why does...
I'm already seeing distance between you. You're in two different chairs. You're not even holding hands.
Yeah.
It makes me actually sick to my fucking guts.
Okay, but like... So the benefits is just like a constant embrace?
Well, you know,
do
right,
we share consciousness?
Yeah. Maybe, yes.
One brain?
Hey,
become one guy?
Are you in a relationship that is suffering from what we in the industry call that 7-year itch?
Yeah.
Are you maybe not feeling as close or as intimate to your partner that perhaps previously, like in previous years? Do you want that honeymoon phase to keep continuing
forever?
Well,
do you want to look in the mirror and throw up?
Do you want to look in the mirror and be reminded of your beautiful loved one every single day as well as yourself? Well, do we have the solution for you?
Fuse them together. Well, here's the interesting thing, because they don't become like a mass of flesh, do they?
No.
Like, it seems like they would kind of become one being.
No, they wouldn't. Each one would kind of become a little bit like the other-y.
Huh.
Because they don't, it's not, you know, with the mutagen and the turtles, they're not holding a dude.
Yeah, that's okay.
They just get, like, doused in the ooze and they become a guy.
So you
would be holding hands and then you would kind of look like, say, so Dusha would look a little bit like me and I would look a little bit like Dusha, would take the traits on of each other.
Yeah.
Or we become hand guys.
Yeah, that is the risk.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's maybe not as good then if you're not fused together into one being.
Sorry. I think it's only fusing, I think, if it's a machinery.
Okay, what about, another avenue of revenue, dogfighting at the moment.
Dogfighting at the moment.
He is morally reprehensible.
Go on.
Okay, none of us are denying that.
Yep, you're on a thin edge. Okay.
It's because the dogs don't know what they're doing. They're forced into it. Now, what if you could make a dog a guy? Then the dog fighting would become more ethical.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sure, I like listening to D&D is for Nerds, the podcast I am currently listening to, or not, and maybe you should check it out on Spotify or whatever, but I hate using my stupid ears when I could instead be using my fabulous eyes. Well, thank my lucky stars, those fucking maniacs went and wrote a book adapting their Atticus campaign, the one with the airship and unhinged gnome. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and click on the merchandise button. It was limited run and stocks are getting thin. So why get talked at when you could use your own inner dialogue and read an adventure? Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab your copy of the Audacus today.
Okay.
Boxing.
Okay. Yeah.
But, okay. So the problem is that dogs also can't consent to the ooze. So the dog fighting issue of being
we leave
like,
the ooze out in like a park.
So if the dogs so lick just, it.
Dogs love to roll around in foreign substances that usually smell a little bad. Yeah.
We're waiting with our lab coats on the edge of the park. We see a dog roll in. We're like, oh no! Oh no!
Well, he wanted it though.
But it wasn't our choice. We didn't say that it should do that.
Exactly. We, you know, maybe put some, I don't know, like dogs love to roll around in cow shit. So yeah, put some cow shit.
With
there.
Cow shit. Oh, no. Your dog's a cow shit dog.
Well, now the owner doesn't want it anymore.
Well, okay, it's okay to dog fight now. Yeah. No, it's a shit dog.
It doesn't become a guy, it just becomes a cow shit dog.
Fuck.
Fuck. Now I've just made this loathsome, stinky dog.
Well, I don't want my dog anymore. You have it.
I loved this dog until 5 seconds ago. Now I could not think of something on earth I hate more.
Well, in terms of, again, we're not, you know, you can't consent, like a dog cannot give consent
to fight
to
another
fight
dog,
another dog slash to take the ooze, but also at the same time,
it's
like
dog fighting.
No one is here on, well, maybe two people in this podcast are not pro dog fighting. I want to make that very clear.
I don't think dogs should fight unless the dogs want to fight. That is out of my hands.
But if two dogs meet in the street, they might fight.
Yeah.
Is it your responsibility to stop that? Or are you just like, nope, they both wanted this.
That's scary to stop two dogs fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
be
should.
Be brave.
So.
It's also scary to save a baby from a burning building. You should still do it.
Yeah.
I guess.
But when it comes to like.
I mean, what's the baby done, really? Yeah. You've done heaps.
Yeah. Yeah. You almost saved the baby from that building.
What have you done?
What have I achieved? Hang on.
He contemplated saving that baby.
Yeah, he thought. No, he noticed the baby was stuck. Actually, Jackson doesn't need to worry about it. He walks past a burning building, doesn't even notice it's on fire.
He has no moral.
I hear the baby crying. I'm like, what is that? How fire sounds?
So again, because you know, we're not trying to. We're marketing the ooze for perhaps the dog owners.
Yes.
So again, it's less about, and so when it comes to again, what the dog wants, because again, the dog isn't, you know, consenting to being fed chum.
Or but being a pet like in general. Chum.
So therefore, there has to be some ownership and responsibility, you know, to the owner because they're basically controlling their lives. Like, I own two cats. I mean, if it's up to them, they would love to bolt out the back door. Only one of them would, one of them does not. One of them would love to bolt out the back door, but I
and never come
door.
Home.
Yeah. The other day, I forgot to latch the wire, the fly screen door. I looked over, she'd opened it. And she was sniffing some of the bricks in the backyard. I was hang on a second here. Picked her up and put her inside.
I guess if we make someone's dog a guy, then the dog, he's got more freedoms. He can leave the guy.
So. Well, the thing is, like, what about in the movie The Fly?
Yeah, okay.
Then the thing that happens there is that Jeff Goldblum becomes a fly and then wants to kill himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Risk of the dog wanting to do that.
Yeah, pretty that's hard. True.
I'm a elephant man. I am not I'm a human being, except I'm a dog. That
I'm a dog being. So you could be like, are you?
I'm not a monster. I'm a human being. Actually, you're a dog.
Yes. Well, not once do we see the Ninja Turtles or Bebop or Rock.
Oh yeah, actually,
have an
Ninja Turtles
thinks
it's
crisis.
Unreal.
Yeah, they love it. It must feel good.
Cowabunga! Buy some pizza.
Yeah, pay
for that pizza. Where do they get the money from?
No, the pizza delivery guy drops it off down a drain and. He's like, today's weird. Yeah. And then he heads home or whatever. Yeah.
Who's paying for it?
Splinter's got some cash.
Yeah. Robbing banks at night, I guess.
Yeah.
He's a rat. He can squeeze into small spaces.
Yeah,
people drop change all the time. That's probably sewer change.
It's depressing to imagine the Ninja Turtles paying with like sewer nickels and dimes.
It's gotta be, right?
They live a sad life. I'm not happy for the Ninja Turtles.
I just can't imagine eating pizza in a room that smells exclusively of human
Nobody
shit.
Talks about that, but the smell of the Ninja Turtles dojo must be abhorrent, really, mustn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's straight up raw sewer.
Yeah, yeah. And plus turtle smell.
Yeah, turtles have a weird smell.
Turtles, dude, yeah, that's not me telling a joke. Turtles stink.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yes, I've never.
April O'Neil is
turtle.
Fucked up.
Yeah, she.
You ever held a turtle?
It's gross. Yeah. They feel terrible. Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, so again, it's a problem. Because again, the whole thing is trying to find problems for the general consumer to try to address. So we could be like, hey, do you wish that your dog could talk to you? Well, with our patented mutant genus, it can, with simply dousing your pooch or cat or bird or reptile into this ooze bath. We can turn it into a guy and you can have a lovely conversation.
Do you think that we would get a lot of backlash when the dogs are like, I know I'm your pet, that's fucked up?
Yeah.
But you can, we turned you into a guy, so you can choose if you want to be my pet, like, otherwise you can leave.
What job can I do? I'm a dog.
I mean, if there's a lot of you, a
circus
lot of
freak? freak on the news?
Barista?
Street performer in brackets freak.
Driving around toxic ooze in New York as
one
a freak.
Of the top five jobs.
Late night TV show host
of a freak show.
Vet, but vet for freaks. President of freaks.
Well, if the Ninja Turtles are also a thing, I'd be like, well, the Ninja Turtles
are fighting crime. You could be a Ninja Turtle.
The dog could be like, I've been a poodle for the last.
They were turtles.
You think a turtle's going to have an easier time fighting crime than a poodle, you idiot?
Well, you can bite.
Yeah. Also, I think there's going to be a bit of a learning curve because even though they get sentience, like, there's going to be like...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
do they have the brain of a baby?
Well,
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but don't they turn into guys and then slowly grow up?
Yeah. Well, how long does a dog live?
But also, I think the turtles are babies when they get turned into guys. How long does a dog live? What do you... What? 12 to...
Like, 20 years.
Well, it depends on where you get the dog. If is it,
it depends on the size of the dog. Yeah. Small dogs live longer.
Yeah. When's a dog a baby?
When it's a puppy. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So like for a year.
Yeah.
So when can you call a dog a Teenage Mutant Ninja dog?
I reckon 4 months.
And you've taught it ninjutsu.
Yeah. You gotta do that bit too. Otherwise it's just a Teenage Mutant dog.
So I'm assuming that the ooze would maybe extend people's lives as well.
Yeah. I mean, if it doesn't, whew.
That is, we're getting a lot of flack and sued. But if we just wait it out... You can't sue when you're dead.
Yeah, I guess if you have the your loved ones, I
wrongful
guess.
Death
estates. Yeah, it happens all the time.
Because again, like, it might be a learning curve of like teaching like your new dog man basic things. Like, because again, it's like, yeah, I'm a dog man, yay! But you're like, okay, so now
you're gonna die in 8 years.
I wouldn't open with that. I'd be more like, all right, so if you want something, you don't have to constantly bark at me. Just ask.
Yeah, but would they still bark? Or would they be like, "Hey,
hey, give me,
hey,
and you're like,
hey,
"What?" Hey. The dog's like, "Hey, no, you have to tell me what you want.
Help, 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 help.
What?
Help.
You seem fine to me. Help, help." And then you just run out the front of the house. What does he want? What's he doing?
He's chasing a car. He's gotten hit.
Why did he need my help to chase
help,
the car?
Help, help.
Well, they do. If you Splinter is any.
Barking probably is just help.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to think, because Splinter
what?
Got turned.
What? 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 What?
Why?
What?
What?
What? Help.
What?
Help. 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 What? What?
Are you hungry? Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah.
What? Mate. Mate.
I've given.
Wet.
Wet me!
Wet,
wet
me!
Wet me! Wet me! Wet me! We've been here before, boys. This is the danger of letting a dog talk.
Yeah.
But also how annoying, you give your dog, he's like, help! Help! Food! And you give him food, and then he eats the food, and then he's like, food! And you're like, cunt.
You just ate.
Hungry! No, you're not.
You're bored. Go outside.
Annoying thing with dogs and man, gotta give him a real bed.
Yeah.
Don't have a bedroom in your house, what you gonna do?
And the problem with the dog, he can steal your keys and drive your car.
Bye, I'm like, bye, bye. Where you going?
Where you going? Where you going? Grabs the keys. Oh, shit. Oh,
no,
shit.
No, no, bad dog.
What?
God damn it. McDonald's. He's going to go get McDonald's.
Cooked meat.
He doesn't know how to drive.
He doesn't know
works.
Where McDonald's is.
Ah, fuck. He doesn't know how to park a car.
Cooked meat. Cooked meat. Hot.
Yes, cars just kept careening as the dog man jumped out. It's God got scraped it. Knees. He doesn't know what's going on.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. How can I take your order? Meat!
Meat! Meat! Meat! Oh my God, you're one of those dog men. This
help!
Keeps happening.
Help! Meat! Hot! Hot meat! Help! What?
Just chucks a whole bunch of sewer coins on the counter.
Meat! Meat! How did he get sewer coins? What's happening?
Help! Help! Help!
You're not in danger. Mate! Mate! What?
Just slowly closing the door at the window at the self at the checkout.
Scratching at the bricks.
Let me in!
Skid! Me hungry!
And he just runs off. I don't know what he wanted. While he was here. What about this? Speaking of cars.
Yeah.
Okay, so a dog is tricky because it's alive.
Yeah.
And can't consent. You know who can consent?
A car?
No. A person.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people love their cars a lot. Maybe some people would like to be their cars.
Yeah. I would be. Yeah. But hey, is your favorite cartoon or maybe Michael Bay film the... I was almost going to say Teenage Mutant Transformers, but the Transformers franchise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, did you want to be everyone's fan favorite Optimus Prime or maybe even Goldbug? No.
Bumblebee.
Get in your car. Drink-
Bumblebee. Optimus Prime.
Hot Rod. Rodimus Prime. Galvatron. Blue.
RC.
Starscream?
Yeah. Starscream is a guy. Yes, he's the plane. Astro Train, maybe. He could be one. Megaplex?
Megaplane.
Omnicron. Become Planet Earth?
Yeah. Omnicron.
Earth is a guy. Again.
Dude.
Megatron. It's great to imagine somebody watching this late night ad and being like, it's still going. I don't even know what they're advertising.
Your favorite
Optimus Prime.
Dinobots.
What is it?
Grimlock. You can't become those dinosaurs aren't real. I mean alive.
Well, why is my remote not working?
What if you oozed with a dino bone? You could become a dino guy.
No, you become a guy who's half dino bone.
You have a bone. I imagine you just become a guy unicorn, but like the unicorn horn is just a bone you're holding.
Coming out of your head. Oh, you're holding.
Yeah.
You drop the bone and you're fine. But some people love their cars enough that maybe they'd want to be their cars, like in Disney Pixar's Cars.
Yeah.
And then they just drink the ooze and they
meld the car. They fuse together.
A movie where a lady fucked the car and then gave birth to a car, baby.
Titan, yeah.
Yeah.
What about, okay.
That's if, I think that's like if an animal can fuse. Apparently, there's been a cockroach Terminator. Type thing.
Okay.
What?
So that's something.
What is it? What does a guy with the characteristics of a car look like? Because that's what we'd make.
Well, okay. So in the movie, and I was about to say this, but no one fucking cares.
Yeah.
The baby that's a car is just mostly a baby, except it's got like engine shit sticking out of it and it's like metal.
Yeah, but that's not how, when the Ninja Turtle becomes
a guy. But
that's
getting impregnated by a car.
Yeah, that's a whole different kettle of fish. This is about taking in the characteristics in like a reasonable way. Would you get wheels for feet? Would you just become made of metal?
Yeah.
Headlight eyes?
Imagine if your guts just have a door now. Open the car door.
There is that cartoon.
Guts fall out there.
There's that cartoon back in the 80s, I think, where a guy.
No.
A guy turns into a car, like a man.
Yes.
Turns into a car. And it's an interesting transformation scene. I highly recommend everyone watching.
It's very grotesque. Yeah.
So imagine halfway.
Oh, no.
So I think your teeth would be like the grills.
Yeah. And your hands and feet would be wheels splayed out on either side of you.
Yeah. Eyes, headlights, you can see.
Turbo teen.
That's the one. Is that something people would want? Freaks would want it.
Yeah, because it needs to be functional.
Yeah.
So I think, you would sort of have, because you'd have to have it'd be like when, say, your favorite Transformer, Hot Rod, who is also a car when he transforms, but a robot man. It'd be like that. So, but like you'd be the transformed version, as in like he's like the robot version. The man part of you.
That's pretty good.
The human part of you would be like, I can walk around, but then you'd have like tires on your knees and elbows. And like,
for if you needed to transform, you could.
But you couldn't transform because that's not part of it. Unless, no, because you can't.
No, because that's not what a car can do.
So you'd have maybe like the exhaust pipes or whatever, all the piping kind of coming out your back, kind of looking like angel-y wings, if that's kind of your.
You'd look. Cool, but your life would be
something.
Bad.
Yeah. I don't know if cool.
I just checked out his episode briefly to watch the intro of Turbo Teen.
It's good, isn't it?
Ooh, that is not a good thing to look at.
Yeah,
also,
it's really
his origin
bad.
Is basically what we're pitching. He literally avoids a tree falling down on a road,
yeah,
swerves into a factory and gets shot by a beam that they're testing at the same time accidentally. So we just swapped a beam with goo.
That
yeah.
rolls.
So, yeah, you, that, but we're selling it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But people are buying it willingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's confused because his car's gone at first. And then all of a sudden...
Oh, I am my car. Yeah,
but then, but then he looks at his hands and his hands turn into tires.
Mm.
And then he...
When his face stretches, it's the best
bit. The face stretches is the last
one. Yeah, the best bit, though.
I think his spine stretching and then his oh no, sorry, wheels happen and then stuff starts pouring out of his chest, which becomes like the front chassis.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah. So I reckon that's good. I'm actually on board now. That looks sick.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Hey, babe, I'm just going to come pick you up for the date.
Get in me.
Again, that's
what
not what...
if you turn back into a guy while someone's in you?
You get like a guy in you.
Yeah.
I guess they die, yeah, you also die.
Yeah. They die, you absorb them, get stronger.
Yeah, get their powers.
Well, yeah.
It's perfect crime.
Yeah.
Murderers.
That's... You can't actually take a car to jail.
Yeah.
So, but also, you can crush one into a cube.
Nobody. Nobody know crime, though. So, like, I guess I'm missing just a lot of missing people last seen getting into a fancy car.
Imagine this, like you're like the guy who works at the car crushing place at the dump or whatever, and you as a car man have fallen asleep on the street, and I'm like, well, let's dump it.
Yeah.
And then as we're lowering you into the crushing thing, you become a guy halfway down. What would I do?
Well, I'd fall because...
Yeah, you're not hooked on to the car
metal.
I think I'd still crush you. That's going to be easier
for me. It's easy to explain.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, I need to... I'll hit that emergency stop button in 3, 2...
You have to die first because I don't know what you want.
I think it's best if I just pretend I didn't see what I just saw.
Yeah.
This guy was a guy and now he's dead, so it's not my problem.
You seeing me and seeing the situation I'm in become a car again for my own sanity. And I'm like, must have been my imagination and crush you.
Yeah. And then you stop.
Yeah.
So but the screaming would be bad.
No, it didn't happen. That's just air escaping a car.
That's gases. Yeah.
It's the horn.
It's the horn. People don't know about the horn.
It goes like a scream.
That would be great. Get out of the way. I hate this traffic. Useful. People should put that in cars.
Yeah. So, what about the what horn? What? What? What?
Wait. Mate!
The dog horn. Help! Help!
In terms of maybe trying to sell this,
yeah,
it's kind of like, okay, are you perhaps frail? Are you perhaps have some health issues? Do you have some injuries? Do you have something where your gross, fleshy meat body is falling apart?
Mm.
Well, do we have the solution for you? Merge with this here car and become part cyborg, and you can take on the characteristics of being a metal man, and your heart won't give out. In brackets or little exclamation mark, may not turn your heart into a metal heart. May actually give you headlight eyes.
If you are a car man with a regular heart, you will die.
Outcomes may vary. Good luck.
What if we... Okay, so I like the idea of... So the car guy, I think it's the best idea so far.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what if we just started offering it as like, yeah, to make people like frail people more healthy, start fusing them with really tough meat?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. What if we get like a really strong guy and we're like, this is... A buck fuck strong or whatever.
Well,
strongest
you get,
man in the world.
Oh, you get the characteristics of the last thing you touch.
Yeah.
So you touch buck fuck strong.
Yeah.
Then you drink Nexum ooze.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Get strong.
Yeah. Buck fuck strong.
Get buck fuck strong strong. The strongest.
Do you want to be buck fuck fuck strong?
Yeah.
Are you going to be strong, buck fuck strong right now?
Fucked by buck fuck?
Are you strong but not buck fuck strong strong? Well, do we have the solution for you?
Fuck.
Simply touch fuck buck strong.
And this is the fucking strongest buck fuck strong we've ever fucking buck fucked, okay?
Come fucking touch our buck fuck. Become buck fuck strong.
Yeah.
You wink, you're strong now. You're buck fuck strong, fuck strong.
Come down here and fuck buck fuck strong. And then
drink this buck fuck. Fuck struck bung, okay?
Call 1-800 fuck buck fuck strong strong buck fuck strong buck strong fuck.
The ooze has seriously damaged our brain by our exposure to it.
1-800 fuck buck strong to be as strong as buck fuck strong. Yeah.
Then he picks me up and tears me in half like a phone book to show off how strong he is. Wow!
Wow, that's Buck Fuck strong.
Strong. I'm fucked. He's strong.
I got fucked up by Buck Fucked Up Fuck Buck Fuck Strong right now. Call the number at the bottom of the screen. I'm bleeding out.
Yeah. 1-800-BUCK-FUCK-STRONG-FUCK.
Yeah, don't worry. You touched some kind of, I don't know, fucking rubber thing before I drank the ooze, so Buck Fuck Strong can just fuck me up.
Don't worry, everybody. I've touched a worm, and the Joels assured me that a worm can fuse back together. I'll make two worms if it gets torn in half. So any second now, I feel fat. We lied to him. Call this number.
We're not lying to you.
Come down to our factory in this warehouse.
We used up all our lies on this guy. So we've got to tell you the truth.
Our lies.
So come down here and touch Fuck Buck Strong to get Fuck Buck Strong strong. I think that's a pretty perfect way to.
I think that's an incredible way to use the ooze.
To utilize the ooze. I reckon that pretty much nailed it.
So I think that, look, marketing the ooze is going to be hard, but I guess, like if you use it to like literally just be like, hey, you can live a better life.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, is there anybody who's going to pay us to dump it in the water supply?
Well, then what would happen is we get like fishmen.
Yeah. Or like if people are drinking it and they're wearing pants, we get pants men or whatever.
Toothbrush
ladies, you know, whatever.
Well, I guess like, we're just kind of doing Krang's dirty work.
Yeah.
So if we get paid in like Krang bucks or whatever.
Krang's very own cryptocurrency.
Because Krang, their whole thing is they want
to. It's decentralized. Yeah. He says, I forgot. Yeah.
So if he wants to just kind of like, you know, experiment on humans and everything in our dimension, and we're just like, we'll do it for some sneaky Krang bucks.
Yeah.
It's not about marketing it and more just kind of putting in the water supply.
Seeing what kind of guys we
will see what happens, but that's not really a marketing.
It's
that's a
science.
Is that terrorism or eco-terrorism?
It's eco-terrorism.
It's eco-terrorism we're doing. Okay. It's crime terrorism.
Well, no, but you're right, because it's destroying the environment, but it's intentionally destroying the environment to hopefully destroy the guys. It's both, I think.
Yeah, it's
a rare twofer.
Definitely a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
And more.
Crimes against everyone.
Yeah. I think you'd go down as maybe the biggest monsters.
It's cool to imagine us stopping
We wouldn't be the biggest monsters after the biggest fish monsters. Guys.
No, whale man. He's the biggest monster.
We're watching the river as big, muscly fish men come out and beat the shit out of them.
Maybe that's how street sharks happened.
Oh, they hated that this happened to them.
They liked being just fish, I guess.
Yeah.
Now we're given the ability to come out of the sea and beat the shit out of us.
And
they will, canon will.
And wear rollerblades for some odd reason.
I thought you were saying we're wearing rollerblades.
No. This
roll in. Yeah. Oh, no. And then I come out and I'm like, I got the characteristics of a rollerblade.
There's a big boot.
Yeah. Big boot with a face on the side. Yeah. I don't know how I'm going to live a normal life, if I'm honest with you. You probably won't.
I reckon, you're pretty fucked. No,
yeah, I think you might be
what
right.
What happens
boys?
If you, like, can you get oozed twice?
Well, yeah, then you get bigger.
Yeah, then you get mutated.
Oh, yeah, because you're already a mute. Yeah.
So what, are you imagining rolling me back in? I roll back out huge? You're actually just making it more difficult for me.
Now you can't fit on the train.
Yeah.
That is what I was worried about. I'm rolling out as a big fucking rollerblade. Boys, how am I going to get on the train now?
But at least your wife can live in
you. I think you have more worries, actually, Jackson, than that.
You know the old lady that lived in a boot or whatever?
Yeah. Old lady who lived in a rollerblade that was her husband.
Yeah.
Your They're life's useful. Actually going to be excellent now.
Oh, okay. Cheers.
Yeah. So I think there's definitely something in the idea of like, hey, we can improve you, make you better, make you stronger by fusing you with some kind of anything you recently touched. Because, again, you could also be like, because it is just any human that touches anything. So it could just be like, you want to learn how to fly? Hey, touch this bird. And now you become a bird man.
Touch this drone, someone else can make you fly.
Yeah.
Is it the same with plane? Because, like, if you touch a plane, planes can't fly by themselves.
If you touch a plane, you would get a cockpit.
Yeah.
For a head.
Yeah.
And then if you made a guy touch, like, say, a rat, he would become the size of a rat, and then he could fly you.
Yeah.
Get in. Open my mouth, rat climb, like, crawls in. That's bad.
That's horrible.
Rat crawls in, grabs your fleshy controls.
It's reverse Ratatouille. Well, it's
Ratatouille with more body horror.
It's Ratatouille and Inside Out.
Sort of an internal Ratatouille. Yeah.
That would be, imagine if that's how they pitched the movie originally. Like the rat will just climb in his mouth and control his brain.
It's not really inside out. It's more like, I guess, it's Evangelion.
I'm honest with you. Yeah.
You're basically being a
rat in a pod suit. That's fun.
Yeah.
And then, because like, do you, is one of the other, it seems
get
like
in the douche, Shinji.
I like that it doesn't seem like you have the ability to fly. So I imagine the rat getting in your head, you just running away.
Gotta get some cheese.
Slamming into a wall, trying to get in. It doesn't realize how big. Wait, did we get the rat that was a guy or the guy that was a rat into here? Or is it just a rat?
We just put a rat in the douche plane. Oh, shit. Boys! Because you're still alive. Yeah. Not in charge. Just running around. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
That's scary.
We've given the rats too much power. Yeah. You're going to find enemy rats and just squish them with your fists.
I'm going to the Rat King, boys. I'm going to take it down.
I don't want this. I've become a weapon of mass destruction for a rat war.
Is the rat speaking through him?
What's the rat's plan here?
Destroy!
How do we get the rat out of him?
I don't know!
I'm so scared!
Leave me alone!
You're gonna tear your own head off to save your life.
I'm gonna tear my own head off to save my life.
Get out of there!
Oh, he died.
That's
the rat's still controlling his head. It's just rolling around like a hamster ball.
That's good. Still going for the Rat King.
Yeah. I think there's definitely, you could market it for people who want to experience a new and exciting life.
Yeah.
You 45 and your life sucks shit and every waking moment is boring? Fuck it up.
Yeah, fuck it up. Do you want to be half a cat man? Well, we got you covered.
Exactly.
Do you want to experience life as maybe, I don't know, combining maybe you and a chair?
Be sat on.
Be sat on. You're like, oh no.
Comfortable.
Horny.
Yeah, now we're falling into the dangerous territory of people doing this for fucking
touch
reasons.
Touch a penis, gain the ability to ejaculate at the top of your head.
I was like, dickhead.
Ejaculate your
own
brain.
I have that ability. Never mind, I don't have that ability.
Hey, I pulled down my face like a foreskin.
No, that's good.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Dusha, I like your new rat body. Check this out.
Feels awesome.
It's amazing.
Does it too much? Brain. Half comes out.
Oh, it's bad when my brain comes out. I'm gonna ejaculate all my guts.
It hurts, but it feels so good. Now I'm tired.
Would it be like just the fluid around your brain?
Yeah.
Ejaculate brain fluid out of the top of your skull.
I forgot. A monster.
But or just get like giant testes on your chest.
Get like nut tits.
Hey, check out my nut tits, fellas.
I got nut tits, I guess. That's cool.
That's sick. That's scary.
Nut tits, a foreskin face. Everything's coming up Jackson. Sleep on my back.
Yeah.
And I can't wear a tight t-shirt.
How do you market?
Sex toys are expensive.
Literally, you just take a photo of me and then
you want this?
There's a number.
But then I guess you could bring it back to you and your wife.
Make her a vagina woman.
Then you just headbutt.
Hey, has kissing lacked its luster? Do you find that making out with your loved one is not as good as it used to be? Do you sometimes, like when you are kissing, be like, oh, I wish I had brushed my teeth?
Yeah.
Wow, do we have the solution for you?
Fuck with your heads.
Fuck with your heads.
Put your heads together. It'll feel awesome or bad.
You can't breathe, but that's sick. Holding your breath when you come is good.
It's like, well, you can breathe, but the scent is strange and musky.
Yeah. But people are planes now, so the rules are basically gone.
People are planes now. There's no rules. Yeah. Fuck your wife with your head.
All bats, they're off.
with our patented mutagen news, you only get one, because if you touch it again, you just become a worse or bigger version of what it is.
Yeah.
So you got to choose wisely, because this will happen to you. So do you want to be a bird man? A plane guy? a genital-based person? Well, the options are yours.
Endless.
Do you want to be...
And random.
Yeah, and very random. Me. Maybe you want to be your very own fuck Buckstrong. These are your choices.
You got that as an option. A beautiful, idyllic image of Joel Zammert as a car driving past as me, a gigantic penis with two legs, walking my dog that is a man, and in the sky, a douche plane piloted and full of rats flies through the beautiful morning sky.
This is the advertisement, and then it says, buy Mutant Gen Ooze. All bets are off.
Exactly. It's going to happen to you one way or the other. Yeah. This way, you kind of get a choice.
Might as well lean in.
I reckon that's probably the best way we're going to market
this. I think so. Yeah.
I'm imagining with the all bets are off, it comes over a rainbow.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Nice, beautiful music.
Yeah. Oh, it's gorgeous.
All bets are off. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
Buy our ooze. It's good.
All bets are off.
Yeah, all bets are off. See what happens.
Was this episode good? We were rested before we did this one. Let us know.
Do you miss the episodes where we'd ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think is going to happen in upcoming film? And the companion episodes where we ask the important questions like, hey, what do you think about that film we just saw? Well, do I have some great news? We went and made a whole show that is just that, Baseless Speculation, where we baselessly speculate on upcoming films, TV shows, games, and more with as little research as possible so you don't have to. Just search for Baseless Speculation on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from, and join myself and these two knuckle fucks as we celebrate the death of cinema the only way we know how, by making wild claims film studios would be too afraid or too stupid to do, and then get shocked when we're right. Once again, that's Baseless Speculation, available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever else you dickheads get a podcast from.